a clever idea from the world of espionage technology and a not-so-smart concept. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Military and intelligence historian H. Keith Melton knows more about the gadgets used by American spies than just about anyone else. He's got his own museum of tiny cameras, recorders, weapons, and disguises used by the CIA throughout its history. I asked Melton what's the best application of technology he's ever seen. His answer? Microdots. So what's that?
A microdot was developed in the 1850s, and it was a way to optically reduce a page of text down to a size of on a piece of early film less than 1 millimeter in size. We find examples of that used in the Confederate government to communicate with agents from Richmond to Ottawa. During World War II, the Germans would rediscover this. It would be one of the great secrets they used to communicate with their far-flung network of spies. Director Hoover of the FBI would rediscover it in early 40s, would break this, though it was actually 100 years old almost at the time. The Russians developed a system in which you could take celluloid, a coating for a pack of cigarettes. You could use household pharmaceuticals, create a light-sensitive emulsion, use a standard 35-millimeter camera, high quality, a Leica, a Nikon, and you could reduce a document approximately 400 to 1. So it is a tiny speck on this little piece of celluloid. You then can develop it, drop it into a developer. You can then cut it out with a tiny broken razor blade. And then the ultimate piece was you would put it in diluted iodine and it would become literally invisible. And that little piece, tiny fleck, less than a millimeter around, if you wanted to conceal and transport across a national border, the Russians developed a way that you could drop it in a bottle of pulped orange juice. And the clever ways in which microdots were transported and then were found are still astounding to me. But the same principle is now used in hiding information digitally.
On the other end of the spectrum, what's an example of a goofy, sort of wrong-headed device that never really worked for American intelligence?
Perhaps one of the most infamous would be, and it was affiliated with American intelligence, would be something like the bat bomb idea, which was a friend of President Roosevelt, a dentist, had this idea that Japan could be destroyed if America would develop tiny little incendiary bombs, a little more than an ounce each, strap them to bats, deploy the bats in a parachute so the bats would fly off of the parachute as it descends over the city of Tokyo. And the bats would immediately swoop down, this would be in daylight, to hide under the eaves of a building. And then timers on the incendiaries at midnight would cause a firestorm and destroy Tokyo. Ultimately, the concept worked, but during testing, they lost a few of the bats and they actually burned down part of one of the Army airfields. The hangars that they were testing it in. It was probably a fanciful idea.
H. Keith Melton is co-author of Spycraft, The Secret History of the CIA's Spy Techs from Communism to Al-Qaeda. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.